USA News. I'm Dave Collins. The U.S. is urging an extension of humanitarian pauses in the Israel-Hamas conflict.
No nation should have to stand for what Israel had to experience on the 7th of October.
National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby emphasized the conflict's origins and highlighted the release of over 100 hostages during the current ceasefire. The truce has been extended for a seventh day to facilitate hostage release and increase humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip area. A New York appeals court has reimposed a gag order on former President Donald Trump in a civil fraud trial. Trump and his legal team are once again restricted from making public statements about the courtroom staff involved in the ongoing $250 million civil fraud trial. The order temporarily lifted 2 weeks ago by an appellate judge following a lawsuit from Trump's lawyers against the presiding judge has been reinstated. As we approach the new year, it's time to bid farewell to various trends and phenomena from 2023, from the bizarre world of Barbie to the peculiar trend of going pantless, oversized Stanley Cup bottles, and the impact of AI on fakeness. There's a lot we're ready to leave behind. Extreme weather and the rudeness epidemic, amplified by FaceTime, also make the list. This is a non-exhaustive look at what we're moving on from as we welcome 2024. Southern states are attracting a growing number of residents as data from the U.S. Census Bureau indicates that more people moved to the South than any other region last year. Southern states grew by more than 1.3 million people in 2022, with Florida leading as the fastest growing state. The primary reason for America's moving included obtaining a larger home, residing in a more affordable area, and enhancing their overall quality of life. This is USA News.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom are ready to debate. The 90-minute show on Fox News will be a chance for each governor to present their different ideologies to a national audience. DeSantis is lagging in the polls recently as the GOP presidential hopeful, and Newsom is seen by insiders as an alternative to Joe Biden should the president choose to drop out of the race. Elon Musk harshly criticized advertisers withdrawing from X, formerly Twitter, at the New York Times Deal Book Summit, suggesting they engage in a specific action using an expletive.
If somebody's going to try to blackmail me with advertising, blackmail me with money, go yourself. Is that clear? I hope it is.
Lori Vallow Daybell is now in Arizona. Vallow Daybell was booked in the Maricopa County Jail early this morning on two murder conspiracy charges. Back in May, she was found guilty in Idaho on six counts of murder, two of which involved her children. Machine Gun Kelly is trying to entice Travis Kelce to play for the Cleveland Browns. The offer was revealed on the Kelce brothers' latest episode of their New Heights podcast. MGK offered Kelce $500,000, along with $500,000 being donated to both MGK and Kelce's former high schools, Shaker Heights and Cleveland Heights, if he switched to the Browns. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.